7 minutes past 7. And it's great to get on the show when we can celebrate your achievements. And we're really, really lucky this morning to have a rather special family with us. I want you to meet Sarah Pattinson and her mum, Maureen Young, who join us. They're both breast cancer survivors. And in addition to that, Sarah's sister and Maureen's daughter, Kimberly, also survived the disease. Sarah's here with her mum, Maureen, and her dad, Michael Young. They're all celebrating today after achieving their target of raising £200,000. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I said to producer Sue today, is this a typo? Is it 2,000 or 20,000 that they've raised? Because, Maureen, £200,000 is a massive amount of money. Did you set out to raise that much money?
No, we didn't. No, we just sort of started... Sarah started the charity following Kimberly's diagnosis, just something to keep her occupied.
Right, OK.
Something to keep her unfocused. And we just thought we'd have a good laugh, really. And that's how it started.
A good laugh and raise £200,000. Yeah. Yeah. Well, a good laugh because a lot of your evenings, in my brief research, involves booze, I've noticed. This is right. You like champagne and you like wine, Sarah.
We do, yes, definitely. Anything that involves a glass, really.
So tell us the story about how it happened. Maureen, just pull yourself ever so slightly close to the microphone. Tell us the order of how things happened, because it was your sister, is that right, Sarah, that got the disease first?
Yes, Kimberly was diagnosed in 2005, and then the following year we had the first ball, and then it went really well. We raised £6,000. We decided to carry on fundraising, which we did for a few years, and then in 2009 I was diagnosed in the October, and just as I started my treatment, Mum was then diagnosed about 3 months later.
And is it all the same cancer?
Yes.
Right. So is it breast cancer or?
Yes, it's all breast cancer.
Is it the BRCA gene that?
No.
Really? No. So this is just a coincidence.
Just unlucky.
Wow.
Really? Yes.
I mean, this must have been really difficult for you, Maureen, and Mike, to go through this, to see your daughters first of all having this. What was this like for you?
It's quite a challenge. You know, you see your loved ones going through some fairly invasive treatments and suffering the consequences of chemotherapy, etc. And you've just got to be the glue that holds it all together and, you know, just almost put it to the back of your mind and just look at what can you do to keep things moving along in something like normality, because that's the thing you've got to focus on. Life goes on. You know, celebrate everything you can. Do everything you can, and that's really where the girls do such a fantastic job, because having been there, they're now trying to make sure that other people don't go through some of the experiences they've been through. They're trying to make things better, and the monies go towards research and equipment down there at St James's in the breast care unit. So that's really what it's about, you know. It's about them and focusing on anything they need, making sure that you can get to it.
To see your family go through this must be incredibly difficult, Maureen, but then to have that illness yourself as well. I mean, to have one, then to have two, then to have three, it must have almost felt like a curse, did it?
Gosh, that's a good word, actually. Obviously, it was devastating. But my reaction was, my main reaction was, how do I tell the girls, the husbands, the grandchildren, that it happened to me, because they'd already been through it with one of my children and then Sarah. My main concern was how to tell them. So it sort of took the focus off me, really. It helped. I don't say it helped me, but it made it a different focus for me, if you like, rather than concentrating on my illness, helping Sarah get through her treatment and helping the grandchildren with their suffering as well, because they suffered as well, obviously. And so did my sons-in-law.
I imagine almost in a way, though, Sarah, did the fact that you had gone through this offer that extra sense of support, because you knew better than anybody else what was happening to your mum or to your sister?
Well, Mum and I were very close in terms of our treatment, because I had only just started my chemotherapy when Mum was going for tests. So mine was the October and hers was the following January. So I was going through my treatment, and I think it sort of diffused things in my head what was going on with Mum. She was going through her own journey and I was going through mine.
And for you, Mike, I guess there must have been a sense of helplessness as well as wanting to be there and support, because you were the one that wasn't going through this out of the three. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You're right. There's a number of things that are going through your mind. You can't be there. You can't take the pain away. You can't do anything to deflect what's coming. And the worst thing is, we knew what was coming from when Kimberly had her treatment. We knew the path that was coming along.
And did that make it better or worse? Not better, but more. Yeah, did it make it easier to cope with?
Because you were expecting things. You knew in so many weeks this will probably happen, and it does help diffuse it the second time. I think, fortunately, Maureen didn't go through chemotherapy. Hers wasn't quite as aggressive. But you're already anticipating things right from day one. Mm. I think when we sat in Seacroft Hospital and they gave Maureen her diagnosis, we knew exactly what we were going to do. We had a plan, and that kind of helped. It's a difficult place to be.
Of course. It must be really, really almost impossible at times, but I guess that sense of purpose comes from the charity and gives you that sense of direction. Was it about that? Was it about giving something back? Where did the idea come from of the charity?
Really, like we said earlier, initially it was to keep Kimberly occupied while she was going through her treatment, because this was the first person in our family that had had cancer and was having chemotherapy, so we had no experience. We didn't know how she was going to feel. Mm. We'd heard about other people, and people were ill, felt sick, but we didn't know how she was going to react. So we thought that she'd just be, you know, she'd have a lot of time on her hands, and you know, be sat waiting, you know, for people to visit. Mm. So that's where the idea came from, you know, to give her something to do. But obviously it didn't work out like that.
Give her something to do. As if she didn't have enough on her plate.
Well, exactly.
Now, don't be sitting around all day, all right? We've got plans for you. We've got a ball to organise.
That's it, exactly.
But you did this, and then you thought, well, this was a fantastic success. Let's just keep going. Was that the kind of idea then, Maureen?
It was lovely. It really was nice. And we got a lot of support from family, extended family, lots of friends. And after the first experience, people inspire you to go on and do something different. And it's a double whammy, really. You do something you enjoy doing, and other people enjoy it as well. And at the end of it, there is this massive prize, the fact that you can give money to other organisations like we do, to make sure that, or to hope that the path that these other women and men are having to go through is slightly easier or more able to bear.
Yeah.
And that's the end product, that's the end prize for us.
And I don't know about you, but people's generosity never fails to amaze me.
Oh, absolutely astounding.
The amount that people give, and maybe particularly with cancer, because there are so many, it's hard to find somebody that hasn't been touched by cancer.
That's
and
true.
I guess that's one of the few benefits, in
so
a sense, that people want to give. But still, people give relentlessly, and it's really amazing.
They do, and we have a lot of support for all our events that we hold, and we usually sell out, you know, as soon as we put the tickets on sale. Mm. And we have people that help. We have a committee behind us as well, which help to organise. And, you know, obviously they have friends, and they support us as well. So yeah, we do have a lot of help from a lot of people, and people are just very generous, you know, giving the time or the money or donations. So
well, congratulations on your health and your success as well. You've got an event coming up. Does it involve booze, by any chance?
Of course.
Okay,
yes,
it does. Good. Wine tasting, is that right, in November?
That's right, the 18th of November. Tickets are on sale now. It's going to be held at St Chad's this time, which is a bigger venue. So we're doing very well with our sales at the moment.
Yeah.
And then following that, we have a champagne afternoon tea at the Marriott in Leeds.
Yep.
That's sold out, though.
Right, okay. Champagne. So. Yeah.
Yes,
high-end stuff.
Yes.
Lovely to meet you. It really is.
Thank you.
Good luck with the rest of it as well, because the
you.
Thing is, you are genuinely making a massive difference to people, and that's amazing to be able to say, particularly after the difficult times you've gone through, and I'm sure it's lovely to feel like that. Thank you very much
Thank
for being
you.
Here.